Nikita Mandoyants is a Russian pianist based in Moscow who is touring the United States this month. The winner of the 2016 Cleveland International Piano Competition, Mr. Mandoyants will perform in Kalamazoo on Sunday at 4 p.m. for the Gilmore Keyboard Festival's Rising Stars series. I spoke to Nikita 2 days ago by phone. He was located in France at the time. Thank you very much, Nikita, for talking with me about your concert.
Thank you very much for your invitation for this conversation. I'm looking forward to playing for Gilmore Festival. I'm very excited for this great event in my life, in my concert life.
The works on your program, we may as well let people know right away. You are playing music of Haydn and Beethoven, Johannes Brahms, and a work that you composed yourself. I'd like to start with how I feel your concert is important because we do get to hear these three great German composers. And the way you play, as I've experienced, I've heard you play in recordings, you bring great life and something fresh to the music that many of us have heard many times before by these great German composers.
I say thank you very much for your words. This is very special program for me because I feel very close to these composers, this German music. I don't know exactly why, but it's really natural for me to play this kind of music, especially two main pieces of this program, two last sonatas by Beethoven and Brahms. They have a lot of symphonic context, and I like so much to present so-called symphonic pieces on the piano, so I have kind of interpretation of piano like a symphonic instrument. Together with Haydn, of course, it will make some line of developing evolution of the piano form, I would call. Of course, it's not the main reason to do the program, but anyway, there is some connection. To start with Haydn, who the composer who make very transparent piano form, and then to play to a composer who was a very specialized in this form. And my own composition, the first view, it could be a little strange that I put my own contemporary piece in this German program, but this piece called Intermezzo, so it's some kind of the like a break just to take new breath between this huge masterpieces, and it's not a big piece that I compose. It's just take time to switch mind for the audience, so and for me as well, because I also have to switch from one masterpiece to other. So and also I have small opportunity to show a sample of my own music.
Sure, you mentioned that the Beethoven Sonata is from his late period, and during that time in his life, he was in a class by himself. He was also isolated by his impairment. He could not hear sound anymore. And
yes. Mm-hmm.
There is extraordinary searching and freedom in parts of his music. And it's a good contrast where with young Brahms, you might say there's a lot of freedom there too, because he had not yet put restrictions on himself to follow in, you know, Beethoven's footprints himself. There's young Brahms is full of life and freedom. Yes.
Yes, the Brahms is for me he's very unique composer because he appreciates so much the classical tradition, especially Beethoven music. He was fond of his music, but at the same time, it's unbelievable how he can invent so many new textures, new forms, new characters, and for me the best way when composers based on the Greek tradition, but it's nothing that he just making copy or, but he just use this tradition to create something completely new. And composers like Chopin, who is also very classical, but at the same time his music is completely new and nobody grows in such way. So this combination for me is perfect.
Now, had you been reading or playing some of the late Brahms intermezzi when you were thinking of writing your own piece called Intermezzo?
Basically, this piano sonata is my first piece by Brahms, solo piece by Brahms that I'm playing. But I played a lot of chamber music, played almost all chamber sonatas, quintet, piano quintet, two quartets, and also I played two piano concerti. So my life with Brahms started with his chamber music that he has great amount, and for me he's mostly chamber and orchestral composer. So, and then he after that he's piano composer. So it was more easy after this great experience with his chamber music, with his piano concerto that is also some kind of chamber music but with a huge ensemble like orchestra, because it's not like just solo and accompaniment, but all instruments are involved in the texture and the dramatic process. So, and it was much easier for me to take this solo piece. So I have this experience in my background and it helps me. But of course, I never played his late intermezzo, but I know them very well and I love them so much. And honestly, I didn't have any intention to make a connection of my piece, and maybe the name of piece is very suitable for this program because of intermezzo Brahms, and so in the character of music there is no appealing. I'm not appealing for his late pieces.
I'm speaking with Nikita Mondoyans, who performs on Sunday on the Gilmore Keyboard Festival's Rising Stars series. Music begins at 4:00 with Haydn's Sonata in E Major, and we've been discussing music of Beethoven and Brahms and music by the pianist himself. Nikita, you were entirely trained in your home country of Russia. Many artists that I talk to will leave their home country to study somewhere else. Was that a a decision you had to make as a young performer, whether to stay home or whether to audition for a spot in a German or Israeli or American school?
I always kept in my mind the opportunity to go somewhere, but just happens. And I was lucky with my teachers because I have great professors, including my father, who is a professor in Moscow Conservatory. But I also was student of the famous Nikolai Petrov, who unfortunately he passed away several years ago. But all of them has a very great connection with the famous Russian school that goes from Goldenweiser, Neuhaus, and Igumnov, all these legendary musicians. And I appreciate so much everything that I learned from this Russian piano school, piano tradition. But I had very good experience with the master classes all over the world. I was in Israel, in Switzerland, in Serbia. So I had chance to have lessons with a different professor from different countries. So I have quite open mind at this point. So, but it just happened that I never entered to any conservatory or university abroad. And I also had the second department that I was studying. It was composer department. So I also had education from this point. So it's also enriched me very much. And my teacher, Alexander Tchaikovsky, he was the last. He was also the great pianist. At some point, now he's not playing anymore. But when he was young, he was one of the last students of Henrik Neuhaus. So it's also a very great connection. And sometimes I played for him my piano program, because I just wish to have some advices from him. So I'm very happy and lucky that I had the opportunity to get advice from different person and just to collect them and have my own opinion and reflect about this. And so it's all this is very important, was very important for my education.
When you play, you use so many shades and varieties of touch on the keyboard. That's one of the things I thought was so special about your playing. And for some reason, when you talk about your teachers, it brought that to mind and how they must have really nurtured your understanding of music in its smallest and grandest moments.
Yes, and you are right talking about the approach for the sound producing, because all of them are mostly not only, but the main point for them was to find the quality of the sound, different sound, different volume, different touching, and it was the stone corner for the all musicians to just to start from this point. It was and after that all technical moments, all the quality of sound was the most important thing for them. So and from the very beginning, of course, it was in my mind, in mind of my colleagues who also studied in Moscow with the same teachers, and so it's really something very important.
before we go, we have to talk about your life as a composer. You've been writing pieces since you were a young boy, age 9 or 10, I guess. How do you know when a piece is finished? And do you seek the opinions of others as you compose?
Yes, it's really a difficult question because, of course, as I think as many composers, it's very important question to know the opinion of the people, because you never know if you really understand if you compose something good or not so good. And for me, something that helps me, that mostly I'm enjoying the process of composition, the process of thinking about the form, about the dramatic line or conception. So, and if I'm really exciting during this process, for me it's a sign that I'm doing something interesting, because if I'm boring, I'm sure that audience will be also bored by my music. But with experience, I understand that it really works, such approach. So, and when I choose the material for my music, I just throw away if I feel that it's not interesting for myself. So, and if I feel that I can do something with the theme or with this fragment, this part, I have a little feeling that it could be something nice and interesting.
You mentioned writing music for other musicians, other players. Have you recently written anything that was premiered by an orchestra or a chamber ensemble that you'd like to tell me about?
The last piece was that I composed was in the summer. So the string quartet was premiered in France by Catalan Quartet, and it was based on the my impression of the small novel by contemporary great Catalan writer Jaume Cabré, and he was also invited to this festival, and he attended the premiere. This piece was dedicated to him. It was a very remarkable event for me. And early this year, I had a premiere in Moscow of my violin concerto for violin, string orchestra, and percussion. So for myself, it was probably most important composition for last few years, because it's one of the major pieces for me. So, and just 3 years ago was commission of piano quintet that was commissioned by Arizona Chamber Society. So this was also a very interesting experience. Honestly, I don't have a lot of time to compose, because I'm mostly focusing on piano performing. But when I have time, it's really very exciting for me to do this.
Well, Nikita, thank you very much for sharing your thoughts on your program with us today. I know you're going to be traveling a lot. You'll be performing in Boston at the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum, among other concerts around the country. So we're very lucky to have you come to Kalamazoo Sunday at 4 o'clock. Have a terrific concert, and thanks again for talking to me.
Thank you very much. Thank you. It was a pleasure for me, and I'm looking forward to playing for Gilmour Festival.